嗨，I'm sorry, baby, but as much as as much as I would love to cuddle you right now, I'm too exhausted. I can't move. I'm just gonna lie here on my back and not move for the rest of the week. Yeah, I know it's only Monday. That doesn't make me any less exhausted. Yeah, it was my first day at the new job. What I think about it. Everyone's really, really nice, but you know, training is a pain in the ass because it's all numbers and statistics, and remember this and remember that, and I'm already so lost. And then after work, I had another meeting, so I had to run from one side of town to the other. And then after that, I went to the library to study up on things I'd missed. And I don't know, I'm so exhausted. Plus the fact that I didn't really sleep that well last night, and I don't know, I don't even think I slept. I think I just maybe shut my eyes for a second, opened them up, and it was like, well, it's time to get up. No, I didn't want to wake you up. Because what kind of asshole girlfriend wakes up her sleeping boyfriend because she can't sleep? I just ruined our Monday for both of us. I mean, I can't speak, baby. I'm too tired. What I meant to say is that I did spend some time doing my best Edward Cullen impression, and I kind of stared at you while you were sleeping. You drooled last night. Like a little bit, though. But you did it. I thought it was cute. I think we've both established at this point that I'm not scared of your spit or bodily fluids, baby. So, drool doesn't scare me or even put me off in the slightest. Do I have any weird quirks while sleeping? What do you mean? I do not make weird expressions. Oh my God. Do I? Oh no. I'm gonna have to sleep with a mask on now. Like, what's the word? Balaclava? Baklava? Baklava is like a baked good, right? Balaclava. Balaclava. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm just gonna blame any dumb shit I say on the fact that I'm very, very tired. You want me to tell you about work? I mean, I don't really know if there's a lot to say. I don't think it's, I mean, it's a standard office job. I was shown around, walked back and forth a lot. Introduced to people sitting next to me. Yeah, and then we had training. We went over a few presentations on just general rules, etiquette, procedures. who to contact about what and when. I didn't get my tag though till I enter the building, so I have to keep on relying on people when ringing the doorbell to open the door. And it was really annoying because I forgot to bring lunch with me, so I had to go out and buy a salad, and I kind of just sat there outside for like 5 minutes waiting for someone to come open the door because I was locked out and everyone was on lunch break, and I don't know, I just felt like a mess. Yeah, I haven't gotten mine yet. But yeah, everyone's really nice. Very welcoming. Very helpful. Oh, I made a friend already. He's my desk mate, and I don't know. He has memes on his desk, which I thought was funny. But they're like 2010 memes where it's like the forever alone face guy and the, what's it called, troll face, you know, old school memes. Four panel memes, I think they're called. Yeah, but yeah, he kind of just told me about, I don't know, some weird funny stories around the office. My team leader, he was very nice to me. I don't know, I don't think we really click all that well. You know how people have different kinds of humors and like personalities? Ours is like completely opposite. But he's nice, in spite of that. Yeah. I feel like I'm overly dressed up though, because everyone's kind of wearing casual Friday outfits like every day, and I'm just here with my trousers and my nice shirt and my hair all combed out and oiled up and minimal makeup, but still like applied in a way that looks fine, funky, and fresh. I don't know, baby. But I have a good feeling about this place. And I don't know, I'm kind of ready for training to be over because I just do not want to sit in a room watching boring presentations again and again and again. I'm extremely over it. No. But I think I'm getting sick. Yeah, I missed the bus earlier. So I had to walk. I mean, it's not a far walk. It's like 20 minutes. If you walk really slowly. Like I did. Yeah. And then it started raining, and I was only wearing, like, the thin shirt. And, you know, it got really cold really quick. Obviously, temperature lowers, you get vulnerable to germs, and I don't know. I think I got a cold is basically what I'm trying to say. And I don't know, I'm getting really tired, baby. I'm sorry. What was I saying? But But yeah, I walked to work because I missed the bus and it started to rain. So now I feel like I have a cold coming on. So I'm kind of shivery. So feel free to wrap yourself around me, please, because you're always warm and you're my favorite heater. I don't know, baby. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm just kind saying words. Don't want to say anything stupid, though, so I'm trying to, keep conscious. Because I don't want to get thrown around. What am I saying? I was about to say I don't want to get thrown around in a sauce, and I don't know where that came from. Because I was thinking about chicken, like fried chicken, and how it gets thrown around and a sauce to give it flavor. And then I was about to say something and I got confused with a chicken thought. And then I said, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm sorry. I haven't slept enough. Can I fall asleep on you, baby? Yeah. Okay. Baby. Gotta kiss me now. We haven't kissed today. Good night.